Indians taking on the Boston Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
4-10, first pitch. Corey Kluber. Mark Price, is that who it is? Or is that the guy?
David.
David Price, thank you.
He's a pretty good pitcher, too.
Sure. Yeah, $217 million worth or something crazy.
Yeah, well, it's a little money.
A lot of things like that, too. We'll have Bob DiBiasio joining us shortly with our Tribe Talk and Trivia presented by Dale's Market and Deli. We'll have some tickets to give away to an upcoming Indians-Mets game. And we got things to give away as well.
What do we have?
Corey Kluber bobblehead we'll give away a little bit later this morning.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
And also a replica Alomar 15 Indians jersey, extra large.
Very nice.
Some other tickets to give away. And then, of course, on our WEOL Facebook page, you'll be able to go there and win some Indians items.
We do it upright here.
Absolutely. And it all starts this afternoon at 2 o'clock with the Budweiser's From the Dugout presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. Tim Alcorn, Matt Lodi will be down at the Progressive Field. Usually they're in the dugout. Not quite sure. Sometimes opening day they got squeezed out because of everybody that's there. But at least they have some place up in one of the boxes, and they'll be talking with all sorts of folks related to the Indians today.
Very good. New season, hope springs eternal, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's a blank record. Start fresh.
Well, let's get off to a good start.
Well,
what do you mean? We ended on spring on a good start. We were really rolling through here at the end, so we're getting things all together. So this afternoon gets underway. So we'll see what happens. And the weather's going to be wet. Temperatures falling.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, oh, yeah?
First pitch temp ought to be around 35 degrees.
All right.
With a wind chill probably of 25.
All right.
So take your babushka.
All right. Wait a minute, stop it. Hold on. I thought he was done. I didn't realize John was still... Sorry about that here.
Chapel and we're gonna get married.
Baby, 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 baby. Celebrate good times, come on.
It's time for the Monday Milestones on AM 930 WEOL.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, or any special event you'd like to share with the community.
Yes, it is a Monday milestone in the Chronicle and in the Medina Gazette. Chronicle on Sunday, Gazette on Tuesday, WEOL on Monday.
We're like the Oreo. We're like the center of the Oreo.
We are the filling.
We are the cream. Cream of the crop.
Well, now you're mixing your metaphors. You can't do that. You can't be in the middle of some sort of analogy and then add some metaphor and cliche on top of it.
Anything here goes.
All right.
You want me to take the first one?
You're right there. Go ahead.
Randy Reber. Seville Bronze congratulates Randy on his retirement after 47 years of service. Randy began working for Seville Bronze back in 1969, but later that year he enlisted in the U.S. Air Force and served as a K-9 combat dog handler. After serving his country, he returned to Seville Bronze as a mill operator and later in the sales department. Seville Bronze is grateful for Randy's hard work, commitment, and dedication, and wishes him the best of luck in his retirement.
Right, we got
Randy
Reber.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
80th birthday, Gary Watkins. Happy 80th birthday, Gary Red. Love you.
That's
the entire message for that.
Number 75 for Duker.
Okay.
So who do you think celebrating a birthday here? Is it Dee Dee or Richard or both?
Just read as it's written.
Happy birthday, 75, Dee Dee and Richard Duker, April 3rd and April 21st. There you go. We got two in one.
Happy
here.
70th birthday, right. Dee Dee and Richard, 3rd and 21st. Good, absolutely. How about an engagement? Amanda DeLoss and Daniel Orwig celebrating an engagement. In fact, Kathy and Lou DeLoss of Medina happy to announce the engagement of their daughter, Amanda, known by Mandy to all her friends, to Daniel Orwig, son of Dan and Craig Orwig of Stowe. Mandy's a graduate of Medina High School and the University of Akron. Dan's a graduate of Stowe High and also the University of Akron. Both Mandy and Dan are employed at Allstate Insurance Company in Hudson. The July wedding will take place at the Sheraton Suites Hotel in Cuyahoga Falls. Remember, if you have a milestone, you can get it to Lucy. She's at the Chronicle Telegram. You can go to the Chronicle Telegram's website. There's a link there for the milestones, and you can have any, you know, birthdays, anniversaries, retirements, congratulations of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out the first and third Mondays and Sundays in the Chronicle. First and third Mondays on WEOL, and first and third Tuesdays in the Medina Gazette. Are you going to say something? You have your mouth ready to go, unless you're
I'm wondering
still chewing
if
that the banana that I smell.
Could it first come out in the Medina Gazette?
It's the first and third Mondays, followed by so if the Monday, if for example, we found this out. If we are on the first is on Monday, then we don't get a milestone until the following Monday because the Chronicle gets it first on their first Sunday. So whenever after the first Sunday of the month, so they start it up. But the Gazette could get it on the same.
Well, you really cleared that up. Excellent.
Yeah, just check it out there as well. Just tune to WEOL. We'll have it to you occasionally. Bobby D is getting ready to give us some Tribe Talk and trivia coming up on WEOL.
This is John Michael with today's Medical Mutual Cavaliers update. On Friday, the Cavaliers outlasted the Hawks in Atlanta in overtime by the final of 110-108. Then Sunday afternoon, the Cavaliers hosted the Hornets as the Cavs opened up a 16-point lead at the half. And while the Hornets made a run in the fourth quarter, J.R. Smith and the Cavaliers were too much down the stretch. 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Love deals off to Smith right side, fires a three, knocks it down. J.R. Smith continues to connect at the most opportune times for the Cavaliers as Smith gives the Cavaliers a 99-92 advantage. LeBron James finished with 31 points, 12 assists, and 8 rebounds. J.R. Smith cashed in with 27 points and Kevin Love 25 as the Cavs took out the Hornets by the final of 112-103. The Cavs are back in action tomorrow in Milwaukee as they take on the Bucks. The First Merit tip-off show begins at 7:30 with the tip at 8 o'clock. You can follow me on Twitter at CavsJMike as this is John Michael with today's Medical Mutual Cavaliers update.
Teamwork, passion, and 100% effort. That's what the Cavs provide every time they step on the court, and it's what Medical Mutual offers its members every single day. Ohio's most trusted health insurance company has been winning people over since 1934 by providing award-winning customer service and an extensive network of doctors and hospitals. If you need health insurance for yourself, your family, or your business, count on Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of your Cleveland Cavaliers. Call 1-800-242-6667 or visit medmutual.com/Cavs today.
Our next program determines the last of our quarterfinalists. Hi, this is Jim Merling for the Scholastic Games, our weekly quiz show featuring academic teams from area high schools. From the Educational Service Center, funded by area foundations and educational funds, and sponsored on WEOL by the Elyria Public Library System. This coming Tuesday, wildcard team Firelands meets Keystone. The winner goes to the quarterfinals. It should be exciting. That's this coming Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. right here at AM 930 WEOL.
It's allergy season, soon to be followed by blistering days of stifling hot summer nights. Time to think about air conditioning and Ray Gittich. Call Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning now for their AC clean and check special. Preseason service can make your whole house system work better and last longer. If it's time for a new system, ask how Gittich can save you a bundle. Estimates are free. Call 245-1772. Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning with over 30 years experience.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
This forecast is brought to you by the Abbeywood Senior Living Community. When a loved one needs a little help, a nursing home doesn't have to be the answer. Call 440-366-8980 and experience the Abbeywood lifestyle.
WEOL weather.
Furnaces will be humming again this week. It'll be brisk today with rain early and a chance of a little light snow this afternoon. Highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy tonight, lower 20s. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs upper 30s. I'm meteorologist John Laufman for AM 930 WEOL.
Cloudy skies and 54 degrees.
7:23 at WEOL. It is time for our Tribe Talking Trivia with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians. Brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. We got some Indians tickets to give away with trivia in just a little bit, but first let's talk opening day with Bob DiBiase. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing?
Well, okay. I don't like the weather, but that's what we can expect. It's opening day in Cleveland, so it's bright and sunny. Everybody likes to see the green grass, even though I saw some picture on social media with them cleaning the snow off of there. But you can tell us that that's all gone, right?
All gone. No remnants of snow anywhere. Yeah, it'll be a little chilly today, as April always seems to be a little chilly in our town. So we'll deal with it, but we'll have a packed house, show off all the new renovations and the new scoreboard and sound system. Can't wait to get it going.
So is the cold weather, is that benefit a pitcher or a hitter? What do you know about this?
Well, I don't think a lot of hitters like, that's what they call the bee sting. That guy throws a nice 94-mile-an-hour slider and it hits off the end of the bat and sends shockwaves through the bat to the hands. And so I'm not so sure the hitters really enjoy this. You know, it's tough for the guys to keep their fingers, especially when they're out there fielding a baseball, and getting a good grip on a ball to throw it around the diamond. You know, that's one of the tougher parts. But as long as it's dry, you know, players can deal with the cold as, you know, they move around. And, you know, it's gripping the baseball that's also a little tough in cold weather.
Bob, I've not been down there yet to see the new scoreboard, but I've heard my colleagues say it is just incredible. How would you describe it?
Well, it's 60 feet high, 225, I think, feet wide, just absolutely huge, remarkable, the high-def technology, the software program. We're going to be able to provide information and news and stats and obviously incredible video. It's pretty much the entire length of the bleachers. Just really is remarkable. It's people are going to absolutely love it when they walk into this place and see it. How the clarity, again, the high def, it's pretty cool.
How about the guys up in the control area? Are they having fun getting used to all this new equipment and getting it to work right?
Yeah, new toy. There's 20. It takes 20 to get the thing rolling for a ball game, and it's a heck of a new toy that they've all had fun getting used to, and they'll be getting used to it as the season progresses. It's really a lot of fun.
I heard that they replaced like these ribbon light things around the different levels. That gives a whole different feel to the ballpark too.
Yeah,
right?
The ballpark now has video fascia all the way around the ballpark, not just parts of it. So especially for our bleacher fans, their experience is going to be enhanced because of the ability to see more video and more information than ever before. Is, you know, the three levels of video board that we have, really the ribbon boards, really connects everything to the big scoreboard. So, and again, with a sound system, brand new sound system that'll truly enhance the audio aspects of this place. Again, with all the renovations and scoreboard, sound system, et cetera, we cannot wait to show it off, and the countdown's on.
Bob, as this is opening day, in your many years with the Tribe, do you have a favorite opening day, a favorite moment that really stands out for you?
Well, one is somebody who grew up here, I think 1971, when Gomer Hodge became a cult hero. Bottom of the ninth, the pinch hit single to win a game. You know, he became a cult figure that year. I was a sophomore in high school at Lakewood High. But professionally, working for the team, this is my 38th year in the business, 37th with the Cleveland Indians. And I'd have to say 1979, my very first one as a member of the team, Rick Waite shut out the Red Sox. Closing of Cleveland Stadium, you know, was an incredible moment, but a sad one. That was when Steve Olin and Tim Cruz in spring training were killed in that boating accident. So the pregame ceremony was obviously very, very emotional with the wives there. And then the very next year, opening up this beautiful ballpark with President Clinton. So it's hard to pick one because there's just so many memorable moments.
And, of course, opening days. We've had opening days where the game got called. We've had opening days where it went on forever. So we got both ends of that going on with opening days.
Yeah, we've had 19-inning opening days. We've had opening days snowed out. You run the gamut when, boys, when you have this one being the 116th opening day in Cleveland as a member of the American League. Think about that, 116th. A lot of different things are going to happen.
Sure. In fact, speaking of opening days, there's, you know, always first opening days for somebody. Somebody out there is going to their first opening day. It's going to be a memorable day no matter what happens, whether the Indians win or lose. They've always got a story and a lot of excitement going on with opening day. And that'll be dealing with the question that we have coming up right after this from Dale's Market and Deli on WEOL.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then, start planning your next big party. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, Bob, what is our trivia question this morning for the two tickets for the Indians-Mets game on April 15th?
Okay, today will be the 23rd home opener here at Progressive Field. What is our win-loss record on opening day as the home team since 1994? And I say it that way because some people may remember that we had to go to Milwaukee for a home opener. So we're talking since 94, this is year 23 of home being the home team on opening day. What's our record?
Right. And as a clue, we would have to total 22. Let's just give that out there now so people can work some math this morning. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again next Monday, and go try, right?
Thank you, guys. Go try.